I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A bit of a sweet diversion now from the news. You'll find candy in almost every culture, and there are millions of shops keeping customers supplied. But in wandering the streets of Berlin, reporter Sandy Hausman came across one shop that specializes in a pretty surprising product, at least for Germany.
16 years ago, Ilse Berger was looking for a new career. And she found it in her passion for a particular candy.
I grew up near the border to the Netherlands. And the Netherlands, they know licorice.
Berger is now an aficionado too, but not everyone in Germany shares her enthusiasm. And in some neighboring nations, it's next to impossible to find licorice.
There is a black area around Switzerland and Austria. They hate it. There it is named Bärendreck.
Bärendreck means bear poop. And during a part of the manufacturing process, that's pretty much what licorice looks like. Undeterred, Berger decided to spread her love for the candy by selling it. She started by giving tastes at farmers' markets and eventually opened a tiny licorice shop called cadeau, a word borrowed from the French for gift. Her husband, Frank Büttner, joined the enterprise, although he admits he's not keen on the taste.
I love my wife and I love marzipan. And also potato chips.
Oh, yeah, perhaps. Hello.
Their store is in Grefekiez, a charming old neighborhood that survived the war. Inside, there are hundreds of apothecary jars packed with a bewildering variety of colors and shapes, large and small, sweet and salty.
We have actually 9 different double salted from Netherlands. You can find licorice from Scandinavia. It's smoked. We have a wide range of hard candies to lick, whereas inside the powder of licorice or the powder of salt, there is a candy, it's like fudge, we say for it, licorice fudge, it's from Sweden.
Büttner figures there are more than 500 kinds on sale. For those with special dietary needs, they're sugar-free, gluten-free, kosher. It's Monday and cadeau is normally closed, but Ilse unlocks the door for a customer in need of his licorice fix. As she weighs his order, the man browses shelves of colorful candy tins, bottles of licorice liqueur, bags of licorice coffee, and jars of licorice jam, then collects his purchase in a specially folded paper cone. He leaves and Ilse locks the door again, but another customer arrives, a little boy, peering through the window, hoping for some black licorice pipes.
So he's crying now, so you can't.
She opens the door again to admit the child and his mother, Cornelia, a psychologist who lives in the neighborhood. She says licorice is a family favorite.
My sister likes, my husband likes, so I'm not an addict. So.
But you're here often buying presents?
Yes, I have to. For my husband, when I have some crucial issues to negotiate.
The antique cash register has rung up enough sales in the past 16 years to support Cadeau's owners, and their success has inspired other specialty shops to open nearby. They include an Italian ice emporium that features, among other things, ice cream made with pure licorice powder from Cadeau. For The World, I'm Sandy Hausman, Berlin.